change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is the Nonprofit Snapcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host today, Mickey Desai. My guest is Chris Cherian, who's one of the founders and CEO of Gatherly. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm glad we could do this. I've seen Gatherly. I'm not sure any of my listeners have. What is Gatherly?
Yeah, so essentially back when the pandemic started, we really wanted to tackle the issue of networking and virtual events online. The way that I like to think about it is when you're on a Zoom call, Google Meets, BlueJeans, take your pick, it's sort of like walking into a hotel room with 300 people just staring at you with blank stares at one time. It's a bit weird. You know, yeah, unnerving, kind of like, unnerving is probably the best word to use there. When you walk into a real hotel lobby, you see something more like pockets or huddles of conversation and people bouncing from conversation to conversation and being a little bit more intentional. You also have this other aspect of a little bit more spontaneity. You might catch up with a friend you haven't seen in a few years or bump into somebody that you may have met once and would like to meet again. Those are the two things that I think are fundamentally missing from softwares like BlueJeans and Zoom that are a little bit more traditionally like conferencing tools. Right. So we work in virtual events and replicate that feeling of a bustling conference lobby in our software.
Very cool. I hate it when I walk into a room and everyone just sort of stares at me like, what the heck? But okay, so I like, you know, I love the concept. I love the idea. And I think, you know, what I've seen is you've captured it. You've captured a way for people to enter the room and split off to catch up with their friends and have their little private discussions. Are those discussions actually private? Like if I open a Gatherly session and I see you over in another group, can I go into the other group and pull you aside privately and say, hey, Chris, you got 2 minutes or something like that?
Absolutely. So yeah, we do keep these conversations private where you have the ability to like you said, pull somebody aside and chat with them. And essentially it's just breakout rooms reimagined. You have that ability to really interact with people a little bit more intimately. Now, touching on that experience, I remember an event back in March of last year, right? Where it was essentially like a farewell to a couple of people leaving an organization. And there were about 60, 70 people on this call. And it was a little bit weird because I was trying to say goodbye to one person in particular that I had a really good relationship with, but there were what, like 58 other eyeballs just sort of staring and listening to that conversation.
Right.
So it's exactly what you said. On this software, I'd be able to pull them aside really easily and just say, you know, hey man, thank you so much for your contributions and share a little bit more of an intimate moment.
Right. So it is a purely graphical interface. Are the requirements? Do I do it on my phone? Does it have to be on my desktop? What do I need?
Yeah. So as of right now, we are primarily based on desktop. We do have plans to expand to mobile, but for now, in the middle of the pandemic, most people do have access to their laptops, and it provides a little bit more visual, like real estate, if you will, to put all the, you know, organize all the videos.
Right.
But as long as you have a laptop or some kind of desktop and access to the internet, you should be able to join Gatherly. We do recommend, you know, a microphone and camera as well. Those tend to be helpful on video conferencing tools.
Right. Right. And it is purely graphical. I mean, it's literally just click and drag.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, you have the ability to just click and drag yourself into conversations. We do provide a quick tutorial at the beginning because I know a lot of the, you know, population had to orient themselves with Zoom and now have to learn yet another tool.
Right.
But beyond that, you know, original tutorial, we try and keep it as simple as possible for the end user to really be able to focus on the networking.
Right.
One of the things that we typically talk about with our event hosts is frequently this like mentality of people over platform. So, you know, as a startup founder, of course, I want people to leave an event being like, wow, Gatherly was awesome. But putting myself in the shoes of a customer, it's a great takeaway, but perhaps a better takeaway is, wow, that event was awesome. The people that I met were awesome. Or like, you know, the event host really did like an amazing job running their conference. So we try and subtly push our attendees to be able to walk away with that takeaway that, oh, I really met somebody. And those are what we consider really, really successful conferences.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's literally entering a conference room. But when I saw it, there was essentially a foyer. And I can't remember what the exact labels are, so forgive me and please correct me. But there's an entrance chamber where there's sort of the introductory feel for the thing, and you can see what rooms are available to you. And so there are larger rooms where larger groups of people can gather, and then you can switch back and forth between rooms or even floors. Is that not correct? Is that mm-hmm. the right? Am I wrapping the right vocabulary around the concept?
I've heard terminology from like huddles to bubbles to you know, like even pods. Interestingly enough. Yep. So I'm not too worried about the terminology, but more so the general concept. And I think you nailed it.
Okay.
When you enter the software, you typically enter some kind of welcome lobby where typically there's an event host or some kind of greeter, depending on the conference. I'll quickly walk up to you. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to, this year's 2021 conference or whatever it might be. And then from there, you have free reign to just walk around the conference. And like you said, there are the ability to create multiple floors or rooms, if you will, leaning again on that hotel analogy of saying perhaps, you have a workshop on floor one, an auditorium on floor two with a distinguished keynote speaker, and just the ability for conference attendees to really choose what part of the conference they want to interact with.
Yep. Right. Can I label the rooms?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, touching on the nonprofit aspect here now, typically what we see a lot of nonprofits use our software for is a lot of these galas and different types of fundraising events that have since been canceled since the beginning of the pandemic. So on your note about labeling rooms, typically we see it labeled after their typical event space that they would have in real life. If they were to have it at the Hilton, they might call it the Hilton lobby or something like that. Or if they have a more personal meeting space, perhaps their office or something like that, we even see names correlated with that. So in short, to answer your question, yes.
Right. So I can label the rooms. How then do I get that private video chat? How does that work if I choose to split aside? Can I tap on one name? Do I have to send them a chat first? Is there another way to do it?
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple ways to do it. I would, again, liken it to real life, where if you're in a conference room and you see somebody you want to chat with, you can either A, walk up to them, hey, Mickey, how's it going? Haven't seen you in weeks. Let's go ahead. Let's step aside and let's just chat real quick.
Right.
Just like I said, as simple as walking up to somebody, or you can shoot them chat on the platform. I guess in the real life, that would be just shooting them a quick text. Hey, saw you're attending 2021 conference. Right. Why don't we meet in the welcome lobby or the second floor, buffet space, whatever it might be. Right.
Right.
So that's typically what we see in terms of grabbing somebody for a private conversation. But like you said, it is as easy as just clicking on somebody.
If I'm an organizer, if I'm an event organizer, there are two things that I think that I would want, and I'm sure that my event planning friends would add some things to this list, but how do I address the entire group? Can I record what's going on? And how do we do breakaways?
Absolutely. So touching on those couple of things, so starting off with addressing the entire group, we do have a broadcast feature that will allow you to be able to just hit everybody in the conference or people on your quote unquote floor, if you will. So you can delineate between, oh, I just want to address a small group of people versus perhaps a keynote speech, a welcome, or maybe a closing thank you.
Right.
In terms of recording, we actually don't offer recording just yet in that vein of privacy that we were talking about. We find that most of the personal conversations would be somewhat altered, if you will, a little less genuine if you did have recording. However, we are exploring options for recording with a broadcast feature where that might be a little bit more valuable.
Right.
And in terms of the breakaways, what we typically is we see attendees really take ownership over that. One of the design philosophies of the company, and I have to credit this to my co-founder, I wasn't eloquent enough to come up with this, but one of the design philosophies at Gatherly is very much about being able to empower users when possible and only enabling the administrators when necessary. So we really give the ability to users to be able to pick and choose who they want to talk to. And we let the administrators, when they really need it, have that power to maybe kick or ban if really necessary or run an administrative broadcast. But we don't really let them forcibly push people into different directions, because that's what we typically see on Zoom. We want to give the attendees that ability to get back to their where they would used to be in terms of networking, right?
Right, right. Yeah, my thought was maybe you could just restrict the recording to one floor or one room and just say to folks up front, hey, we're only going to be recording in here. And I don't know, just a thought, just thinking off the top of my head.
Absolutely. So, I think you nailed it. I think, there is a lot of content. And, one of the things we can start talking about here is how nonprofits can leverage tools like Gatherly or other softwares to be able to run their virtual events.
Right.
And the note you mentioned about recording typically ties into the content piece and being able to provide, expositional or learning oriented things for your conference attendees. And that's where we typically see recording brought up.
Exactly. And people want to share their stuff later. So, exactly. Right. That's right. I'm completely fascinated by it. And I remember the thing that I got to see over Christmas time, and it just absolutely blew me away. Is there a way online for me to take a look at a demo?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to look at a quick demo is actually the user tutorial that we have a standalone copy of. That link is just test.gatherly.io. That's test.gatherly.io.
Perfect. Cool. Thank you. Easy peasy. What other features are in there that I didn't get to see? I've so far mentioned everything that I've seen, but I know that there's some extra bells and whistles that are present.
Absolutely. Well, I think we did a good job of entering this conversation with a lot of the front end features. What I think might be valuable to touch on is actually the back end for the host and what that looks like. Yatterly spends a lot of time, and our company spends a lot of time really diving into what types of problems that hosts have with virtual events and really trying to solve for those problems and make a very encompassing solution so that when you sign up to Yatterly, ideally, you won't have to leave Yatterly to finish setting up your event. And again, this is the host backend, not at all what users typically see.
Right.
So from that front, we're working on embedding more content pieces, having the ability to really customize your space, whether that's white labeling it, providing different opportunities for sponsors to get engaged with floor space or perhaps their logos and other materials that you're typically not able to embed into Zoom or other conferencing tools, and really just provide more of a way for the host's life to get easier. And that's what I usually try and start off our customer success calls with. It's look, my job is to make your life as easy as possible. Let me know what issues you have and either, the software will take care of it or I'll find a way to help you take care of it.
Right. Right. Really cool. I would like to spend some time taking a look at the host backend at some point, but it sounds really easy. It doesn't sound like I need to be too terribly technologically savvy to make the whole thing work. On the one hand, it's really no more complex than a Zoom function.
Yeah, exactly. And, I think one thing that we're trying to do a really good job of, and huge props to my product team for being able to knock this out, is really providing a different experience per the experience level or comfort level you have. So, for example, if you were to design your space and make that a little bit more custom, you can use a tool as easy as PowerPoint to be able to design that. And we have templates already built so that you're able to just click and drag your logo onto a PowerPoint and then upload that into the software. Some of our event hosts are amazing and, have the ability to really get down and dirty with perhaps Photoshop or some of the other Adobe Suite tools.
Right.
And for them, we have different templates provided where they're able to interact with that and really leverage their know-how and be able to showcase that. So again, huge props to my product team for being able to put that together and, cater to all types of audiences in that matter.
Right. It really is amazing. So there is a chat feature. There is a broadcast feature. I've seen something on your website that referred to news. Is that what you're talking about into the broadcast feature?
Well, so there's two, to touch on that, there's two types of broadcast here, right? Where one, it's a little bit more direct and abrupt, where, you can stop all the networking. I like to think of it as, you're at your conference, somebody gets up on stage, grabs a mic, the hush falls over the crowd and the host starts talking.
Right.
The news tab is a little bit more of a subtle update. That's just a text update to the audience where it talks where you can make smaller announcements, maybe 5 minutes left in the session or something like that, where you don't want to put that hush over the crowd. But you just want to subtly nudge them into either wrapping up their conversations and getting ready for the next session, perhaps.
Right. Right. How does an individual leave an event when the whole thing's done? I mean, obviously someone can just kill the software and kill the program and it finishes. But if I needed to leave early, it doesn't tie up my machine or anything like that?
No, not at all. Like you said, it's literally just a link to the browser. So you can either just close out your browser tab, and we do have an end call, exit door, that kind of stuff. So very similar to leaving your Zoom meeting. You just hit the end call button and you're out of the software. So that's the easy way to walk out.
Right. That's something I won't be doing too prematurely today. But this is really, really cool, Chris. If a listener wanted to get in touch with you and learn more about Gatherly, how would you suggest they do that?
Absolutely. My email is just chris@gatherly.io. That's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, @gatherly.io.
And I recommend that people actually do reach out and do this. Having seen the thing at work, it is really slick. And I've got to give you guys a ton of credit for the work that you've done. I think you do have the potential to revolutionize the way some of these meetings get done. So the best of luck to you and your team. And I hope the nonprofit community takes the opportunity to check you guys out, because it'll be well worth your time, believe me.
Hey, I really appreciate that, Mickey. One of the things I'll jump in and say is, we were looking at a lot of nonprofit statistics as we were, I say in the middle of the pandemic last year. I suppose middle of the pandemic is a little bit weird to say, nobody knows how long it's going to last. But say midtime last year, we were looking at a lot of statistics and talking with a lot of nonprofit hosts. And I recall there was a couple of surveys done, and about 68 to 70% of event hosts had just completely canceled their fall conferences and even some spring conferences that we're about to walk into. And of that, 50%, I think 49 point something percent or almost 50% of event hosts had no alternate plans to reschedule or come up with some kind of alternate conference. So really glad that, you're bringing tools like mine on there and, other amazing software that exist, because I think the nonprofit community is vital to being able to not only deliver solutions for the pandemics, but other problems that go on, and being able to provide you know, fundraising galas and other types of opportunities to engage your community is not only really important to, you know, Gatherly, but the entire community as large. So more than happy to be able to engage there and help with whatever we can on that front.
Yeah, no, I think you've done it. I think you've knocked it out of the park. It's a nice creative solution. It's something that I think a lot of nonprofits are looking for and they just don't know it yet. So let me congratulate you again on the work that you've done and encourage my listeners to check out Gatherly. I think the website is gatherly.io. Is that right, Chris? Did I get it right?
Exactly. And if you want to use that email address, chris@gatherly.io, even just to kick around ideas for conferences in terms of how to make them more engaging,
yep.
whether you're using the Gatherly software or not, more than happy to always hop on a call, kick around some ideas and figure out how to really bring in your audience and be able to, like, you know, make them more engaged than the typical like webinar setting, if you will.
Awesome. Thank you. Chris, thanks for taking the time to do this with me this morning. Again, wish you guys all the success. And if there's ever a chance to do another episode together, I hope we can make that happen.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, Mickey.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode. We invite your support of our efforts via Patreon. Please find us at patreon.com/nonprofitsnapcast. In the meantime, we'll see you with another episode in a few days.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.